It's going to be tough to get around tonight and tomorrow, no matter how you plan to do it. Mark Magliari is with us. He's with Amtrak and joins us now. Thank you so much for your time tonight. What is the story with Amtrak late tonight and tomorrow?
Well, good evening, Dimitri. We expect to run a good bit of our service tomorrow, perhaps more than half of it. It depends on which part of the Northeast Corridor you're going to be heading toward, but there'll be Acela Expresses, there'll be Northeast Regionals, they'll be running up and down between Washington and New York and Boston. As you go a bit to the south into Virginia, we'll have some reduced service, but we still expect to run about half the service down there tomorrow. And the only outright cancellation we have as we speak tonight is our train, the Palmetto, which comes up from Savannah, Georgia. But even they have another train to choose from besides that. So people should keep their radio on, WTOP, to find out what's going on. Check the Amtrak.com website. Amtrak.com/alerts takes you to the latest information. And follow us on Amtrak NEC on Twitter.
We are very glad to hear that there will be at least some service. Is it simply a case of it's not enough snow to completely stop you guys?
Well, a couple of things happened, Dimitri. Firstly, the governors, especially to the south of Washington, are declaring states of emergency and telling people simply not to travel. That means demand will be down a bit tomorrow, too. So with demand down and with the weather we have coming in, it just doesn't make sense to run everything we have in this weather with decreased demand. But we'll get people where they need to go. Normally, in the course of a day, we have two or three trains an hour from Washington north. We're going to do not quite that much tomorrow, but still quite a lot of it. So we'll get people up and down the northeast to the south toward Charlottesville or to Newport News and the Tidewater. It's going to be a question of how the day goes overnight and tomorrow, but we're expecting to run about half that service too.
And of course, if you're holding a ticket and you're not going anywhere, when it comes time to ride, you could get a new seat for no charge, I presume.
That's correct. I mean, your ticket has its full value, and you can use the app at Amtrak.com or the website, rather, Amtrak.com, or our mobile apps to change your travel plans. And we'll get you there. Expect people are going to take some more time. We'll see some delays. And people should be careful going to and from the stations, just as you've been saying tonight.
All right. And so to summarize, about half the expected service tomorrow, but trains will be running most everywhere.
Yeah, maybe better than half, depending on where you're going. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we're running everything. In New York, we're running almost everything. Same thing up in Massachusetts and up toward Boston and up to Maine. It's just stay in touch with us. Stay tuned to WTOP or your other news sources. And if something should happen where we have to scale back to less than half or less than that, we'll let you know.
All right. We sure appreciate it. Thank you and have a safe night.
Same to you, sir.
Mark Magliari, live on WTOP. He's with Amtrak. And rather than the news that some had expected to hear that we might not have much Amtrak service, he's saying about half the trains scheduled to run tomorrow should be running. And anybody who's holding a seat who can't get on a train will have their money put toward another seat. So you don't lose money here. You'll definitely be able to get another Amtrak ticket with the reservation you have already made.